Hello, welcome to I Don't Really Know Yet, a podcast where basically I talk about whatever I please with fact and evidence behind it because I'm an overly pretentious kid and have nothing else to do. So this being an improv podcast, this doesn't have any sort of script or anything, so just like bear with if I like stutter or like randomly like stop talking. I'll probably edit that out or put awkward music there, but that's what she said. But yeah, also I have a cold, so mind my stuffy nose. So probably like mid podcast one of my friends will like pop up and go like, yo, what's good? Yeah, well, this is gonna be more of a conversational podcast. This is just an intro to me. Hi, I'm just a segment of this shit. I just like had the idea. I just like went up to my friend Desi, who will be included in this one way or another. They're weird, but I just went up to Desi and I was like, I want to make a podcast or some shit. And they're like, yeah, I want to talk about phobias or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And yeah, so basically we're just doing a thing and we're probably going to recruit more of our friends to go like, hey, join the fucking podcast, like talk about some shit, like. So yeah, basically we're just gonna vibe. This is basically just a vibe house for us, like, because we've just lost all of our sanity, so we've resorted to making conservatives feel uncomfortable on Spotify. So yeah, so since I take pride in making conservative zealot idealists feel uncomfortable, we will start with that. Mind you, yet again, this is just me for the day, I believe. Yes, schedules are weird. So let's just start with that because I want to get on a topic. That's why. So let's talk about homophobia, because homophobia is something I have to struggle with daily because you boy girl not cis. So I am gender fluid non-binary and I go to Farmington Public Schools. Woo, I hate you. Like, I don't hate it, but I hate it. And all my friends go there too, so we're just going to be hating on Farmington Public Schools half this podcast, be aware. And we have to deal with homophobia a fuck ton because one of my friends is gay, not out yet. One of my friends is non-binary, out. Their name is Iris. They're pretty cool. Desi, she, they. Me, they, them. And my girlfriend, she, they. And we have to deal with a lot of bullshit every fucking day. So I would like an explanation of why people are homophobic. Like, what did that bring you to? When did it get you to the point where you had to be homophobic? Like, when did it make you feel so uncomfortable that you felt the need to make other people's lives shitty? Like, here's a good example. Like, my favorite flower is daisies, and usually, quote-unquote, usually people like dandelions, but I like daisies. And all the people who like dandelions and don't like me, who like daisies, are making fun of me because I don't like dandelions. You see where that's kind of weird? See, I like girls, guys, theys, gay, like, not gays. I like girls, guys, theys, lesbian, gays. And because I'm pan, and like, that's just me. That's who I am. And people are like so uncomfortable with it. And it doesn't have to be my problem. It's their problem. The fact that they are homophobic. So where is your common sense? Where is the real, like, real place where you stand with homophobia when you're homophobic? Some people say it was against God's ruling. I'm pagan, so I don't really see that, but some people say it's against God's ruling, and so they mistranslated the Bible, one. Two, if you don't like gay people, then don't eat shellfish either. Don't eat shellfish because that's a sin. Like, and all sins are equal when it is in your ruling, when it is in your freaking power, when it benefits you, it's not a sin. When it benefits you, all sins are equal. But when it puts down people that are usually oppressed, it's like no sin is equal. Your sin is literally, you're gonna go to hell, you're gonna get tortured for like the rest of eternity. Like, where's your common sense? Like, I would like to see the common sense. Like, give it here, because I do not see the common sense. I don't know where you're coming from. I don't see it. Is it that mental illness, isn't it, love? Like, I don't see it. It's a lot of homophobia. It's a lot of sodium. It's like, this is why mom doesn't fucking love you, because you make no sense. Like, excuse me? When the actual Davinci? What? It doesn't make any... But I'm not here to rant without factual evidence. No. I'm here to rant with factual evidence, because my parents won't listen to me anymore. So let's get on that, bitches. Exhibit number fucking one. Talking to a kid, he was a Trumpy dumbass, you know, all that good stuff. And it's like Trump fucking lost. Deal with it, bitch. Like, Biden's your president. If you don't like it, then you could leave, you know? And he was like, well, it was voter fraud, and Trump actually won. And I was like, really? Really? Where's your evidence? Where's that good evidence? Where's that good? Show me the votes. Show me the votes, please. And he goes ahead and says, well, they haven't found it yet. They haven't found the votes yet. They haven't found them yet. I was like, excuse me? Did you say something? Did you say that they haven't found the votes yet? Because the votes never existed. He lost. And they go ahead and Trump does sue a bunch of fucking vote counters peoples. He sues people. He sues people a lot. He did that. And what they find, they found more votes. For Biden, he played himself. Played himself big time. Dumb bitch. Dumbass orange. Like, how freaking ashamed could he be right now? Like, they go ahead and they do what he says. They look for more votes. And they find Biden votes. It's like, they miscounted the votes. They found more Biden votes. They found more blue votes. And the one thing I would really have loved to see out of the election is that, like, a third party randomly won, like, green won. Like, that would have been hilarious. Like, obviously, I'm all Biden. Like, come on, Kamala Harris is, like, number one. Yes, I stand for her. But just seeing, like, a third party winning out of that, like, at least Trump would be out. Me and my friends were threatening to run away to fucking New Zealand. It would have been like, yes, but also no. It would have been yes, but also no, because get this. You see this with your eyeballs. You see this? Ready? We're fighting. Like, these two parties are fighting. Fighting the fuck out of it. Fighting. And then all of a sudden, the third party just, like, yeets its way to the finish line, like, bitch, I'm here. That would have been art. That would have been... I would have laughed so hard. The Green Party won. The Green bitch? Who? Like, the Green Party won. The what? I didn't even know that the Green Party existed after Biden won. I was so confused. What's the Green Party? It was the third party. And we all thought the third party was fucking Kanye West. And I'm surprised that people actually voted for him. Like, I'm contemplating the fact that he go insane? Is he okay? is this man okay? Because like not only is like he literally playing himself because Trump don't want him. Trump doesn't want him. Trump's racist as shit. Like, Trump doesn't want anybody. He doesn't want me. I'm gay. Doesn't want black people. They're black. He's racist. Doesn't want immigrants. They're immigrants. He's racist. Again, he's pro-ICE. Like, that's icky sticky. He doesn't want women. Women are woman weak. Ooga booga. But, I don't think Kanye saw that. I think he just went in and said, make America great again? And I think Kim, for a half second, really, really feared for that. I think Kim was, like, genuinely scared there. Like, what? Like, what did he do? Why did he do that? I'm not gonna lie, yeah, that's kind of icky, weird, icky, sticky. But I totally just got off topic. So that's just great. Lost my place. Exhibit number two, if y'all remember that I put up exhibit number one and then went on a rant. Exhibit number fucking two of homophobia in normal, like, places. I came out to, like, my school, so cool, so fun, and then not only one day after, there are kids running around the hallway saying, there's only two genders, and, like, just even when I'm not around, they're, like, running around, and I have a normal bully. If you're out there, hey, Roman, fuck you, I hate you. Yes, I'm calling you out, bitch. I'm not afraid to. You've been freaking bullying me for 2 years. Not cool, not fun, not funky fresh whatsoever. And this went on for an extended period of time when I finally had enough of it. But we're going to get on that later, maybe a different episode, because we're running out of time. But if you could see, if you could open your eyes to homophobia, if you could really, on a serious note, open your eyes to homophobia and see, like, the real, like, hurt it could cause people. And I'm not saying this, like stop homophobia. Like, I'm not saying that as a call to actually, of course I am, but, like, not like when you see, like a school assembly, like, stop now. Ah, ah. Like, I'm saying this in a genuine tone from someone who has been bullied and has experienced real homophobia, that it causes real, real hurt. And I don't see how bullies don't see right through their action and see that this can cause suicide. This could cause self-harm. I don't think they have enough IQ for that. Obviously, I don't believe in IQ because it's racist, but I'm just using this as an example. But I don't think they have enough smarts to actually see through that gap in that hole of, like, unexplained hate that people have for gay people just because they want to love. And I don't believe it makes any sense whatsoever. So just, this is a true call to action. If you've ever bullied someone who's homophobic, please, please, I'm not begging you, I'm commanding you to fucking stop that shit. Stop. My school now identifies me as low-risk suicidal, and that was definitely part of the cause. So if you could just fucking not, if you could just keep your homophobia to yourself, that would just be chef's kiss. Like, just back up, honey. Like, sit down. Sit down. And just keep it to yourself, because no one wants to hear it. No one on earth wants to hear it. Okay? Yeah. I think I'm going to have to wrap up the podcast right now because this is just the beginning episode and it's just an intro. So thank you for listening. If you did, that's just very cool of you. Hopefully we'll have more productive episodes in the future, but this is just a intro to who we are and what we are. So hopefully we'll be able to see maybe Desi in the future, maybe Iris, but we don't know. Maybe they'll join us, maybe they won't. But see you soon, and thank you for listening.